The Traveler's Journal, September 25th. Reading the footnotes on the Highway of Life. A drive along most any blue highway in this country will take you past various historical markers, offering insights about people or events that have gone before. Sometimes these tablets can be a cure for the boredom of long drives. Often a combination of local color and all but forgotten facts, highway markers are intended to inform the uninformed about events whose significance is unquestioned, at least by those who erected them. Generally historical, often trivial, sometimes gossipy, occasionally involving rhymes and riddles, markers provide the kind of information and insights about what happened when and who did it that may be unavailable elsewhere. Some plaques commemorate places where notable people slept or spoke. Others call attention to significant firsts, battles fought long ago, or local disasters. Perhaps someone born nearby went on to great things. Maybe you're following a trail laid down by pioneers, or crossing a tiny headstream that eventually becomes a mighty river. The essential message is always the same, that something about this place makes it slightly more extraordinary than the rest of the landscape. That's why roadside markers often reveal as much about those who put them up as the events they chronicle. Several states post signs providing drivers with advance notice when they're approaching a historical marker. But most markers must stand alone, imploring passers-by to stop, read, and reflect. Often, the moments taken to do so are well spent. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. You'll find a world of resources when you visit us online at travelersjournal.com.